Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the Friday show. It is the firing line where we answer your questions on health issues, and if you email, contact us at NutriMedical.com, or if you call Michelle or Chris at 888-212-8871, your question will be handed over, and I'll be on the firing line. Go ahead, Michelle, you have announcements.
Well, hello, everyone. It's great to be here. It's June the 8th, 2018, Bill. Here we are, June already.
Yeah, it really is amazing, isn't it? And, of course, it's finally starting to turn summer here. Summer warm, so the pool's going to open probably as early as maybe this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's already ready, actually, so we'll be hopping in the pool there. That'll be nice.
Uh-huh.
Good exercise.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
And let's see. I'm going to get into, well, first of all, did you want to go over a few products today? Because I just don't know if everyone's fully aware of our Vitamin Mineral Max and our Power C and a few other things. And I wondered if you could do that today.
Sure.
For some of our new listeners especially, because it looks like we're over on, what's it called? Red Star.
Oh, yeah, we actually are now taking the show and podcasting it over afterwards. Over to Red State Talk Radio Late Night from 10 to 12 Eastern Time, Monday to Friday now. And also, in the next week or so, we'll be doing a live show for a couple hours on Sunday afternoon at Reed City Talk Radio, too. And we also send our show over to Revolution Radio's Blade Late Night, too, on their second channel.
Yes.
As well. So that's been going on for about a year and a half. What's good is we put it on Deagle Network. We podcast it out to TuneIn recently and iTunes, Spreaker, Patreon, etc. And that allows people to listen to the program. Now, of course, we give a lot of advice. And we really want to take our old customers who have been with us for well over a decade now and re-energize them to say, please listen to the advice and get your nutraceuticals only from NutriMedical. You're second-guessing yourself, and you're going to harm yourself by buying garbage elsewhere. And that includes even your local naturopathic chiropractor. They won't have the quality of nutraceuticals or the medical advice in their specific bailiwick of area. They're not going to have the breadth of knowledge to know how to integrate it with medicine, surgery, recovery from cancer, or even stem cell regenerative medicine. So I really strongly want to recommend that. We also have a lot of new customers, and we want them to understand our products have three things that are really unique. One, they're medical-grade nutraceuticals that are bioavailable. Number two, they're bioactivated, so they can jump any gene defects you have. And the third is they're, if you look at a drink, for example, they're palatable. They actually taste great.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at all the drinks, and we did a test a few years ago to see what the other companies are making, because we're familiar with them, Allergy Research, Metagenics, Designs for Health, and their drinks, it's like the old cough syrup. Tastes bad, must be good for you.
No.
And we want it to taste great, and you want your kid or yourself to take it regularly. You don't want to just stop it. And so you have to understand that the nutraceuticals are the foundation for any regenerative medicine. If you're going to slow aging or reverse it, you have to have the right NutriMeds designed for your health. and the right signal. And that includes other things that we have right now available, like lumen photon, photochromatic therapy, etc.
Well, what I wanted to do for our new listeners, since we've expanded out here, and they'd be listening for the first time today, first of all, I'd like to welcome you to the NutriMedical family. You've become a real family member when you actually go into NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, and you actually make a purchase. Now, there's a lot of things there, and of course, it can be very confusing. You don't know what you'd want or anything. But today I picked a few products I'd like Bill to talk about to give you an education and make it real easy for you. First of all, if you're on a tight budget, you want to go for our Vitamineral Max because
it's or the mixed version, which is a fruit flavored grape. In fact, I have it in my drink right now, right beside me here.
Yeah,
it's in there with all the other things: Combine, Brain Make, etc.
So, what's different about our multivitamin mineral and other minerals? You just said about the bioactive.
Ours is the only one that every single component is bioactivated, so it jumps the gene defects, and bioavailable, so it stays in the body for the entire time, like the whole day. The second thing is it has albion chelated minerals, which are the protein amino acid minerals. This is their award-winning delivery technology that jumps the ion channels and has protein bring the minerals right into the cell to activate your DNA. The third thing about it is it tastes great. For example, when you mix the better mineral mix, Kelsey, our daughter with Down syndrome, loves it. Now, if you don't love it, you're not going to keep doing it, even if at first you think, well, I need it for my health. That'll wear off after a few weeks if it doesn't taste good.
Yeah.
So it really is amazing. And people start saying, they take the pill or they take the vitamin mix and say, wow, I got more energy, my brain's working better, my muscles don't cramp, I feel like I'm bulletproof from infections. I mean, it makes a big difference in everything.
Well, it does have our magnesium glycinate in it
for
your muscles and
right.
that kind of stuff. And I don't know what other things it has in it. You said
every vitamin component is bioactivated, which means it jumps the gene defect. Yeah. Nobody other vitamin does that. Nobody.
And you get tons of minerals in there, too, that you wouldn't normally get in your food.
Well, I mean, if you get them in your food, they maybe get bound. For example, if you have non-sprouted bread, it's going to grab the minerals and actually chelate them, so they don't even get absorbed. If you have minerals, they have to compete with the same ion channels. Ours is actually a protein amino acid chelate, so it actually doesn't go through the ion channels. It's actually brought actively across the cell membrane. So it's totally different. Our nutraceuticals, all of them, are unique. There's of 100 plus nutraceuticals, every single one is unique, and in combinations can help heal and deal with almost every health condition you can imagine.
Well, how about the Allicin Med?
For
our new listeners, the Allicin Med. What is that? And of course, we do have a commercial out there about it.
Yeah, Allicin Med is basically a stabilized allicin with a special technology that's similar but different than the technology that's potato starch that Peter Jossing developed in Britain. It's less than half the price, but it actually gives you 200 milligrams more of stabilized allicin than Allimed. And so our Allicin Med is a better price and more punch for the money, and it kills all known pathogens, fungi, parasites, bacteria, viruses, spirochetes, intracellular pathogens. It's amazing. Our three big antipathogenics are Neutrodyne, our Tesla-activated Edgar Cayce monatomic iodine. That's number one. Number two is Allicin Med. Number three is our Nutru Silver that I designed that has a electron rich liposomal enzymatic envelope that's wrapped around the atomic silver to actually make it much more powerful across cell membranes and prevent any bacteria or viruses from being destroyed through the biofilm, which the biofilm can develop to protect the bacteria from being destroyed. And so the silver you can use as nasal spray, you can put it in a baby's bottom, you can put it in your eye. You can spray it in your lungs for asthma or chronic lung disease or sinus infections. You can put in your hydrofloss to floss around your teeth, which reverses the charge of the plaque. It's just amazing.
So also I should bring up that still our most popular product is our Neutrodyne.
Right, and Neutrodyne is
Dr. Bill's Neutrodyne, which also we have a commercial that's on GCN. But what's it for someone brand new, Bill? What is the Neutrodyne?
Well, it has four properties that are very unique. Firstly, it's the only monoatomic Tesla-activated iodine in the world. Nobody else has anything equivalent. They might say they do, but they're liars. Number two, monoatomic iodine is such high energy it can displace other halides, fluoride and chloride. And you need to flush your body of these other toxic halides, which are feminizing, and they destroy your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing it does, it's antipathogenic. It kills all known pathogens, viruses, bacteria, fungi, parasites. And the third thing it does is it regenerates mitochondria. So it actually regenerates the number of mitochondria you have in your cells for energy. And, of course, because it does that regeneration, your cells get into high redox state. You have higher levels of ATP and NADH, so you have higher energy level in the cell.
Good.
Which means that the tissues are more likely to heal and regenerate.
Okay, so is that enough products? Is there anything else? We have the Power C. We could go on forever on all our wonderful
products. Well, our Power C is the only vitamin C in the world that's actually not buffered, but actual neutral pH. You can take huge amounts. For example, for cancer, I recommend 12 caps at least. Three times a day is a smoothie. Open the caps up. For every four capsules of Power C, we would recommend one cap of full vitamin K2 to fight cancer. And it'll actually turn cancer off. You can give Power C, for example, to someone who's having an infection, for example, sepsis, and it'll turn the sepsis off.
Okay. When we come back, though, I have a few people that I talked to this week. One was about MRSA. Dorothy from Tennessee, her friend Bill, her neighbor, has been diagnosed with MRSA on his right hand and his ring finger.
Ah.
So we'll give a talk about that.
And how to get rid of MRSA, if methicillin-resistant staph aureus.
Yep.
Back in a moment. Stay tuned. Shopping for your health, this is the place to stop. You get the best nutriments, the best free advice. If you email, anybody can get a starter protocol. And if you purchase even one product in the last 6 months to a year, you can actually get a call back. Now, do be available that callback time, or give several callback times, because I'm real busy. I'm doing consults all over the world. 95% are free, but it does become a medical consult when I review records, send tests, or start doing deep review of your medical history, or advanced tests like the metapathy scan, etc.
Bill, MRSA. When we left, took a break there. It was for Dorothy's friend, Bill. On his ring finger, his right hand, he has MRSA.
He's
in the hospital, and they gave him IV antibiotics and everything. And now he's home, and it's not getting any better.
Right. Well, first off, the antibiotics don't penetrate most of them through the biofilm. So, number one, you want to get the ring off and sterilize it. Okay, number two, you want to apply Neutrodyne directly to the area every 3 to 4 hours. And then you want to apply pregnenolone cream to the open lesion. If it's an open lesion, if it's not open lesion, it's just inflamed. And you can
it's open because she said he was visiting and it was dripping through the Band-Aid.
Right, so what you want to do is you want to apply pregnenolone. You can often dilute the Neutrodyne, let's say in water, and spray it on the area, but it's the most powerful. You can also take orally Allicin Med, 1 to 2 capsules, 3 times a day. I'd start off with 2, 3 times a day. And Nutrisilver, I would put on the wound in between is the Neutrodyne every 2 hours. So you go Neutrodyne, 2 hours later, silver, Neutrodyne, silver, and pregnenolone cream on top of that.
Yeah.
And then I would take also Nutrimune 26Y with immunoglobulins to fight all the major pathogens, including MRSA. And there's often the Nutrimune 26Y and then Power C+.
Mm-hmm.
When your tissues are alkaline, your immune system is much better able to fight. That's why, for example, you have somebody die in the hospital in sepsis. You can give the Power C, even by nasal feeding tube, if they're in a coma, and it'll actually turn off the septic shock from gram-negative septicemia or fungal septicemia.
So how much Power C would you
6 capsules at least 3 times a day.
Oh, wow, really?
And you can make it in a smoothie. So open the capsules up and make it in a smoothie with juice or ice or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it tastes great.
That's how I give it to Kelsey. I open the powder.
Yeah, I'll open it up, yeah.
Bill,
but I should knock it off usually in a matter of 2 weeks. Then you want to drop to half dosage for the next 2 months because MRSA tends to want to come back. At the end of, say, 2 months, you can stop and just see how it does for a few weeks. If at the end of 2 months it's gone, then you're laughing. MRSA, though, can recolonize other areas of your body, your sinus cavities and elsewhere, and kind of be sitting there, kind of just waiting to kind of re-sprout out. And you also have to make sure that your clothing, everything you touch and so on, has been sterilized because it has spores, including your pets. They need to be cleaned properly to make sure, and any surfaces or clothing or drapes or anything, if you're touching them, You want to make sure you sterilize those fomites or things that can carry the pathogen, because that's why gymnasium, this is very common to get in the gym. And so if you go to a martial arts gym or a CrossFit gym, it's very likely you can pick up MRSA.
Wow.
And it can kill you. It can put you into negative septicemia, yeah.
I want to make an announcement. That's about the D-ribose has been discontinued, and the replacement, I thought you said, was sports energy light?
Yeah, it does the same thing. It has other things in addition. It has the electrolytes in it. So the nitrogen sachet, it also has all of the cofactors for making ATP and NADH. Okay. So we have the sports energy light, and we have the NADH tablets, which I have right here. I have a bottle on my desk. So if I'm feeling a little low energy, I just take one of these, put them under my tongue, bam, in 5 minutes, you're energized. So the sports energy light is amazing.
What is the direct replacement? The NADH or
sports
energy light?
Sports energy light.
Okay. Let me see. Cecil, hi Cecil over there in Texas, Austin, Texas, called me this week to tell me that he can hear me perfectly fine on the air all the time.
That's good.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what everybody's talking about. He says he can
hear
me.
Well, we've improved our audio. We've got a new audio line last month, and we also have improved the settings in the machine, and with the board officers do a great job at Genesis, so but we've got good audio.
Let's see. Angelica Bill from Santa Rosa here in California has started on a protocol from you for her thyroid. And you had suggested she do some testing, and she didn't know what this test was for HSTSH.
High sensitivity TSH. There's a regular TSH, and there's an HS. You just want the high sensitivity TSH.
Okay.
You want
She's
to do
listening
it,
today. To
when you're
out.
Doing the testing, you want to measure free T4, free T3, free reverse T3, which is, by the way, covered by everybody's insurance, and a high HS or high sensitivity TSH, and do a core body temperature chart first thing in the morning before you get up and go to the bathroom, every 3 hours during the day. If you're still hypothermic more than a degree and a half below 37, like below 35.5, you want to take a second dose of 2-mitothyroid. You want to take selenium cruciferate 1 twice a day. Nitrodine, at least 5 drops twice a day. 4-scolin will help you with the 5' deiodinase. And mineral plus. All those will actually, and you want to take thyroid, adrenal, and hypothalamus, which is in our mitothyroid. Nobody else has anything like it in the world.
You know, back to Dorothy here. She wanted me to ask this other question to do with her friend with MRSA.
Right.
She wondered, did he get it because he has goats, right, out in his barn? And he was cleaning up feces and stuff from the goats, and he didn't put his gloves on.
No, it usually isn't from goats. It's usually from public places. The best place to get MRSA...
It's not from feces from goats?
No, it's a place much dirtier than the goat barn.
What's that?
Doctor's offices or hospitals.
Really?
Yeah, filthy. In fact, we did tests before I went into medicine in 73. I worked with with a bacteriologist because I was doing my PhD in marine bacteriology and marine genetics. And so we went actually to the hospitals with blood agar plates and so on, and we actually went to doctor's ties, charts, and the doorknobs in the hospital, including right down to the ICU and the surgical suites, and the number of really bad bugs, and this is like 40 years ago, 45 years ago, and it's much worse today. I mean, the number of really deadly bugs that are in doctor's offices, doctor's ties, stethoscopes, hospital doors, and it's usually sick people that are immune suppressed that actually are there, so they're often carrying deadly pathogens, and if these get loose in a burn unit, we had a burn unit where a pathogen, MRSA, resistant bug in the burn unit at the Foothills Hospital back in 1978, and it killed all of 27 of the 29 people in the burn unit. Killed them all.
Jeez.
Yeah, so people have to understand, it's not a minor thing, and the medical doctors, basically the drug companies are giving up on developing new antibiotics, and so if you get in the hospital, if you don't use our natural nutraceuticals, you're going to die. And that's why people say, well, I could take stuff better than Dr. Deagle. I have a chance on that. In fact, if they're using just Power C, even by vaginal feeding tube, and using our antipathogenics that will go through biofilm, you'd rescue people because they don't just die of gram-negative septicemia, they die of fungal septicemia or viremia, where the virus just goes crazy. It causes tremendous inflammation of the glial cells of your brain, let's say, and you die from intracranial hypertension and neuron cell dropout.
Mm.
So the problem is doctors are not scientists. They pretend to be, but they're not.
Dave, in an email, do you have a recommendation for dementia? My mother is an 87-year-old Japanese woman. Mm-hmm. She capitulated in pretty much all of her daily toils and the enjoyment of gardening. Now her taking walks are becoming less frequent as she has trouble walking straight. So while walking on an incline, she loses control. So I got her off of pharma drugs for asthma and dementia. Right, Bill?
Right.
So I guess he goes on to say, when we come back, since we're
we'll talk about dementia,
break,
yeah.
Yeah. And I'll let you read this. It's quite lengthy about her, so you get to know her, Bill.
Yeah. We'll review that, and we'll be back in a moment to give her a plan to try to survive and thrive.
Okay.
Michelle, you have
back to Dave's mom. I thought she was close to death back in 2008. Then I started giving her much more fruits and veggies and zinc, magnesium, D3, K2, vitamin C. Uh-huh. Her blood pressure is 140 over 75, pulse rate 90. By doing this, I've restored some of her memories that she had forgotten. But what I've noticed is sometimes these vitamins make her unbalanced and stay up all night. Because I don't know where he's getting his vitamins from. But anyways, she stays pretty happy mostly, but still her short-term memory is bad, and for the first time, she couldn't remember her birthday.
firstly, we have to parse down, like any problem, into sub-problems. There's three subclasses of dementia. Demyelinating dementia, if you do a T1-weighted MRI, you can actually see where the myelin tracts or the sheathing on the nerve fiber tracts is actually going away. So you can reverse that. Number two is neurotransmitter dementia, where you actually have an imbalance of converting amino acids to neurotransmitters. And the third type is vascular dementia, and you can do a SPECT blood flow scan and actually see the areas where you see Swiss flu cheese kind of decreased hypoperfusion to different areas of the brain on an imaging scan. You can also look at the cortex. There's a thing called a quantitative electroencephalogram, and I'm certified by Lexicor to actually look at QIG scans. And we can refer you to a neuroscientist that can do it. It's a non-invasive test with number of electrodes on gels, electrodes on the scalp. And you can look at the voltages and the coherence pattern between the different areas of the cortex to see if they're in the same phase and frequency. Because when you learn, you create a neural network in the same phase and frequency, like for example, visuomotor skills, etc. The visual and motor areas have to be in the same phase and frequency to learn something, short-term memory. when you have the three phases of memory, short and long-term, first phase is what's called a virtual network. Second phase is facilitated pathways and creating new neural connections and new synapses. And the third phase is what's called microtubules, which are the solid states or memory that's non-localized to a number of thousands of neurons. They can create a facilitated neural network to reproduce the memory of the old experience. You can't learn anything unless you have it related to something you already knew. That's how the brain works.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I do is I can start off with a simple protocol, and we recommend firstly to support neurotransmitters, Cognition Plus and Brain Power and Brain Mag. And we also can start increasing myelination with Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro. We also can increase brain metabolism with CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol because it crosses the blood-brain barrier. And we can give NADH and the Sports Energy Light to increase ATP of the neurocytes in the brain and the glial cells, which supply the nutrients. We can remyelinate the brain, as I say, with other technologies, too. We can use photochromic light therapy with the brain cap, which you can put on her head, or just even using the light, a pad on the eyes. But I usually recommend the brain cap and photochromic light therapy. So that would be the starter protocol. We can recommend mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And it can also help if someone's got serious vascular dementia. You want to reverse the calcification of arteries with full vitamin K2, cardiovascular, Omega Supreme Pro and vascular carnitine. When you reverse the vascular insufficiency, you'll start seeing improvements on the SPECT blood flow scan, which you can see, and you can also see improvements in the quantitative EEG. So there's concrete ways of actually approaching this that can reverse it.
Good. Next is Mara from Bill. This is Mara Severo from Palma de Mallorca in Spain.
Very good.
I first heard of you in your wonderful interview with Carrie Cassidy many years ago. It's been a while, hasn't it, Bill?
Carrie was out about
five or six.
At least that.
Could you be so kind as to advise me about the best treatment for fibromyalgia? Is there something on your webpage that my friend who is suffering from it could buy? She is under a lot of pain, and thank you very much for your contribution to humanity.
Okay, first off, what is fibromyalgia? Fibromyalgia is with low, what we call levels of oxygen and energy, the energetics in the muscle. So the first thing I'd recommend is our sports energy light and any of the H tablets. And then you want to balance calcium and magnesium, so I'd recommend the Schmilkes, which is our calcium magnesium taurate. Then you want to increase the decrease the levels of cytokines in the tissue, Cell Defense Plus, and topically on the skin, pregnenolone and curcumin over the areas of fibromyalgic pain. That'd be the starter protocol. We can do other layers on top of that, including photochromic light therapy with luminin light and other things, but it's very defeatable. And many times there's a stealth pathogen going on in the person, like cytomegalovirus or Epstein-Barr, and so there's elevated cytokine levels, which you can measure at labs like Veritas Labs and Meridian Valley Labs that can actually measure your cytokines. In immunoscience, they can actually measure if there's a stealth chronic infection and elevated elevated antibodies causing the mitochondrial dysfunction that causes fibromyalgia, because it's a mitochondrial dysfunction disorder. Right?
Next, Bill, is Tony from Texas. I was talking with Dr. Bell, hi Michelle, about a month ago about omega-3 fatty acids such as DHA and EPA, and we talked about how most fish oil pills that offer these things are huge. He said you guys carry a small pill that offers a high-quality DHA. Can you tell me how many milligrams of this are in that particular pill?
Well, I don't have the rate in front of me, but our one little soft shell, which is the size of a...
Or Omega Supreme Pro.
Pro is about the size of your pinky fingernail.
Yeah.
And it packs more omega fatty acids than two of the largest omega fatty acids you can buy anywhere. And the reason is it's a monoglyceride, so it's pre-digested, so you get 400% more absorption of the EPA DHA.
Good.
Okay, so there's no comparison.
Next is Charles from Texas, our friend Charles. I think he's moved.
He helps a lot of people
around.
Too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Good old Charles here. Hi, Michelle. I'm wondering if giving a dog a Lagic and Maligna block and Green Tea Supreme is a good idea. She seems to be getting better with Vitamineral Max, but I would like to see a bump on the side shrink faster with these items. She's overcoming Cushing disease with Nutridyne.
Yeah, Cushing syndrome is where there's often an infection that triggers off elevated levels of adrenal production of stress hormones. The bump, we don't know whether it's cancer or non-cancer. I'd recommend that, number one, that we treat it as an infection first, and if it doesn't resolve with the anti-infectives, Nutridyne, Nutrisilver, and Allicin Med, which you can give to the dog, then the next step is to actually get a veterinarian to do a CT scan to see if it's a tumor or an abscess. If it's tumor, then, of course, we use the anti-cancer therapies, Maligna Block, Elagic Acid, Inflamex to strip off the capsule of the tumor cells, Nutrient Defense to boost your natural killer cell activity, and High Dose Power C, which you can actually literally paralyze the tumor cells so they can't spread. Because when you alkalinize tissue, cancer is paralyzed. So all of these things can be used in animals the same way they can in humans. Believe it or not, how much of the genome is different between animals and humans is very small. Less than 5% of our genome is different than, say, dogs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not a lot different.
Yeah. So no wonder that's why it works.
That's
we've
all,
had lots
or
of,
whales
lots
or
of
other mammals. Right. Right.
And pets had success with
pets do very well. They have a little shorter lifespan. They, yeah. We age 7 times slower than dogs. So if you have a dog that's like our Max is 17 years old, you can multiply his dog age, 17, just July 10th when he's 17.
Yep,
and so he's over 100 years of age in dog years.
And he's still running. He still went down the driveway there.
Oh, yeah. He's a frisky. Well, he gets well fed. I mean, today he got Chilean salmon and vegetables on top of his...
I know. That's what we had last night.
Special high-quality dog food, yeah.
Whatever we have for supper the night before, Max gets the next morning. And a little two bites
at night.
Yeah.
He's very well spoiled, isn't he?
But he loves his veggies, too.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Asparagus.
Yeah. Well, root dogs, they're basically eat vegetables. So that's what they're called, root dogs.
Oh, and he loves the potatoes and carrots. When I chop up the little red potatoes and carrots and put them in the oven.
Right.
Yeah, Max is well, maybe
so
that's
I'm
why
your,
he's still here.
So I'm your natural a veterinarian as well. I'll help you get your pet better.
And the protocols are pretty much the same, aren't they?
Yeah, you just have to adjust by weight.
Yeah.
So if you've got a 50-pound dog, it's one-third the dosage of a human.
Right. Jennifer from Colorado. Hello, hello, doctor. Hoping I can get more information on any cancer modalities you believe in. I know third generation GCMAF is out now.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure you knew that. Okay.
Yeah.
Been listening to a 2015 recording about malignant block cell defense, nolagic, and microdose, it says.
Right.
So for cancer, and this is vaginal and breast cancer.
Right. Well, when we come back, we'll talk about cancer and all the things we can do that will help you to defeat it without dying of a super infection.
What does this mean? She says breast cancer, three quarters vaginal. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, she's probably got two cancers. Welcome back, and again, as things are starting to break through after the May 31st rocking shofar in her bedroom for several minutes, this is the first church actually in 19 years that actually has asked me to speak at their church. In I'm going to mention her name, minister.
Nevada.
In Nevada, is Pahrump, Nevada, outside Las Vegas. And I'll mention their Preparation Central Ministries website.
She's Pastor Marilyn Boatwright.
Marilyn Boatwright, and her husband, Prophet
Fred.
Fred Boatwright, is the Asaph Prophet of the Lord Jesus. And, of course, the website is preparationcentralministries.com. They have also, don't have a church yet, but they're going to have a big ceremony, an outreach ceremony, too, I think, coming up here shortly. It's going to be held at the Holiday Inn in Pahrump, Nevada, and I believe that it will be on July, date not set yet. But if you check on their website, they also have a women's ministry for women that's going to be helpful. So they wanted to do some online streaming broadcasts and talks about that for the homeless. And, of course, she uses the quote that Yeshua is homeless, ha-ha, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, of course. So we're going to talk about that. So it's an opportunity for any church anywhere in the world to ask me to do a talk, and I don't charge anything. I will do it by simulcast. Basically, I can send you the hyperlink so the church can have two-way if they want to have video two-way.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do simulcast from live stream to Vimeo, and people can actually be able to go two-way and ask questions after the ministry talk. So any topic they want to have, just tell me and I'll prepare it anywhere in the world at any church. And the usual, I call the Sabbath Saturday because I believe it's the day of rest, the seventh day of the week, not the first day. But I will do talks even on Sunday.
It is.
And I will also do talks on Sunday because, believe it or not, the Sunday, to me, is my first day of work, not rest. And
That's right.
In fact, we're doing a show 1 to 3 starting probably the week after next, after the Sunday, at Red State Talk Radio, 1 to 3 Pacific, which is 4 to 6 Eastern. And it will have live two-way conversations so you can actually ask questions on air, too.
Fun. Rosie, in an email, I'd like to write you a letter asking a few questions. What mailing address should I use? Well, Rosie, it's the 1035 East Vista Way, number 122 in Vista, California, 92084. That's 1035 East Vista Way, number 122 in Vista, California, 92084. And, of course, if you want to mail in your order, you can mail a check or a money order or whatever, that's the exact same address that you would use. And there would never be shipping. If I'm having a sale, take off 7% and also eliminate any shipping.
Now, the other question before we went to break was about cancer. We have cancer nutraceuticals, and I'll run through them fairly quickly, but we have cancer protocols, and if you need it, I'll email it to you free.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you need Power C Plus, high doses, at least 12 capsules three times a day as a smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
Full vitamin K2, one capsule per every four Power C. You need malignant block, at least three capsules four times a day. Elagic acid from the terminology of Bulia, 300 times higher concentration than in the pomegranate, the sacred thing in the capitol buildings of the ancient Israeli temples, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take enzymes to actually break the capsule, the fibronectin capsule around the tumor that protects it from immune surveillance, which is seroflazyme and Inflamex. You need to take things to boost your natural killer cell activity and kill the pathogens, because cancer is a fungus. and there are other co-pathogens growing in the cancer, but cancer is basically a fungal infection in tissue. So you want to take your Allicin Med, Neutrodyne, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense. And if you do that, you start to alkalinize the tissue. You want to also raise the redox potential, so I recommend hyperbaric oxygen therapy is very good for cancer, and photochromic light therapy, and also epigenetic frequencies, which we can deliver by the Sonic Life machine. We're working with Dr. Greg Hipskind for InLight Technology Lumen to actually deliver through the Lumen pads. But right now, microcurrent, we also have an antenna where we can actually broadcast the frequencies to stimulate reactivation of your genes. The thing about molecular block and the ellagic acid, so that's nutriments. And the second thing is we can get the third generation GCMAF, granulocyte macrophage activation factor, that helps your immune systems fight and kill cancer. So I can get that.
Why did she say the third generation?
It's the third generation of GCMAF.
She says the third generation is out now.
Yeah, I have that. I can get that. Okay, now next, let me proceed. Next one is the ISILS clinic in Tijuana, Mexico, is the best place to get the dendritic vaccine. They take your blood on lymphocytes, and they train them and give them back to you in a vaccine how to actually fight and kill your specific cancer. Right?
Yeah,
that's really
good.
Cool. That's really cool. So that's all good. And the dendritic vaccine combined with GCMAF. And then the last thing is what's called the RGCC cancer test. We send it to a lab in Greece, and it'll tell us what chemo, non-chemo agents, and low dose. And then you get an insulin potentiation clinic. For example, Dr. Winkler in Carlsbad, he does an IPT therapy. But there are doctors all over the country and outside the country in Europe, elsewhere. And the low-dose insulin makes the cancer chemo agents go in low dosage to the cancer cells alone and without destroying your bone marrow or causing you to die from infections. Your hair doesn't fall out, and you don't die of a super infection. So that combination of those four things is what I recommend. I never recommend proton therapy or radiation. I never recommend paint-by-numbers chemo. You have to do testing to find out which chemo agents are going to work.
Rick from New Jersey. I often heard Dr. Deagle say supplements, medical devices, etc. can be written off on one's taxes. When I did some research, I learned that that's only true if, number one, what's being consumed isn't just for general health. It has to be to treat a specific condition. Well, 99 times out of 100, it is.
It is.
It is a protocol.
Every one of my recommendations
is
a specific condition. So everything that you take, if you just keep your receipts and so on, including technology, for example, you get a lease for a Summit to see mild hyperbaric chamber, if you get a photochromic light lumen inline technology, if you get antennas and the paraphernalia to broadcast to the room, your epigenetic frequencies, if you do any of these things, the supplements, technology, whatever, it's a total write-off. And you just state what it's for, and you're fine. The IRS, you will never bother you if you document. The key is you must document, and you must you show that it's for a particular condition, whether it's osteoarthritis of your knees, or heart disease, or hypertension, or heart failure, or blindness, or retinopathy, or cataracts, or whatever.
Right, and it says a doctor's prescription is necessary, but our experience is that just use your protocol.
You don't need a prescription. You just need to have a receipt.
Just take your protocol.
You take the protocol and receipt, and you're all set.
Yeah.
I never had problems for years. The IRS never bothers you if you document. That's the thing about the IRS. They're very fussy about paperwork. If you document, you're fine.
Gail from New Jersey as well. Dear Dr. Deagle, I've been listening to your program for several months and purchased some of your nutraceuticals. I have many questions, but I'll start here. 10 years ago, while at my computer, I passed out. Numerous tests showed I had a seizure, a TIA. What's a TIA again?
Transient ischemic attack, where you have a decrease in circulation to the brain because of vasospasm in your arteries or small embolus thrown down the artery.
Okay. She says she's been on a medication, Oxcarbis. What's that? What is that?
Yeah.
Since getting that. I'm also taking Armour Thyroid, and I'm a 70-year-old Christian. I've asked God for insight in this issue. I think I may be EMF sensitive. Recently, a representative from a solar company introduced me to a program whereby I can have solar panels installed for free if I qualify. And my residence does meet their criteria. She said she signed the agreement, and then, which stipulates you can cancel 3 days later. But this is interesting what she said. I'm very concerned in light of my medical history about these solar panels. Do they emit high EMF radiation, and do you think my health will be negatively impacted where these panels are installed?
Sounds like she already has the answer. If you're going to put them on a hill good distance from your home. Do not put them on your roof. And
you know
have
what?
To use EMF blocking technology from less EMF.
They made her sign this thing. It was right here, number 18 system has it. She had a sign this. It says, The system may contain hazardous materials which could pose dangers related but not limited to health hazards, fire hazards, high voltage hazards, mechanical damage, severe personal injury, and even death.
Sounds like a TV commercial where 4 seconds is all the benefits of a drug, and the other 56 seconds are lawyers absolving themselves of the guilt of killing you or harming your health. So he already has the answer. If you're going to get solar, also, we have...
How can they affect your medical health?
Because they jam your cellular communication of your between your telomeres and your...
Coming off of
that. Yeah, there is, but if you're going to put them at a distance and you use things to block, like a sterilizer, blockers to block low-frequency radiation, you're fine.
But if you put a ton of those in your yard and you're walking around your yard...
No, it's at a distance. And it's not just the solar panel, it's the EMF coming off.
What about if you put them right on your roof?
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
Bad idea is right. Okay, my dear. Thank you, everyone, for listening. God bless you. It's wonderful to be here today. We'll see you next week. We might have a sale for Father's Day. I think we're going to have a one-day, two-day sale for Father's Day, my dears, up there. So I know you love that. 70% off, free shipping over $99.
And with your help, I've been a father and grandfather, Michi.
I know, and you're the best.
Thank you, honey.
So have a great rest of your day, Bill, and enjoy your next hour.
Yeah, Father's Day is, guess what?
Guess what?
It's coming up.
It is. Another party.
I think that's just the weekend, isn't it?
Another Bill party.
Yeah, there you go. Back hour two coming up. Harley Schlanger, Gerald Burnett.
And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.